This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed. Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Live tonight. Being told to hook up my bicycle and power my house with my bicycle. That would be really hard to power the house with the bicycle and do the show at the same time, but it is a good idea. Yeah. Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Let's talk about Google. Google is guilty of a witch burning. They conducted a witch burning of an honest engineer who refused to bow down at the altar of the politically correct lies. And for them, that was the final straw. For me, it's the final straw, though. This is an unequivocal warning to conservatives that there's a new set of rules, and we need to play by them. First they came for the tech geeks, and then they came for us. And this means Republicans at both the federal and state level need to rein in the skinny jean fascist social justice warriors who control Silicon Valley, and to a growing extent our society, through the kind of crushing regulation of those private businesses that we conservatives used to oppose. They're going to hate the new rules, but, you know, that's okay. Now, the old rule for us conservatives was that businesses could do pretty much whatever they pleased with minimal regulation if they focused on maximizing profit and thereby rained benefits down upon society in the form of wealth and job creation. And it was a good system. But like all systems, to get benefits, you have to meet certain obligations. For businesses, one obligation was to generally stay out of the cultural and political octagon. Oh, but that's not that way anymore. The woke weenies of Silicon Valley, flush with cash and power and unearned smugness, decided that they just couldn't keep on the sidelines and make their money. You know, they had to make change, and that means changing all of us. So they violated the most important of the old rules. They chose a side. In the past, when a company or even an industry crossed the line, it rarely made a difference. So some insurance company was outspokenly progressive. Big deal. The one exception was the mainstream media / Hollywood complex. Their actions are extremely annoying, but it had the First Amendment to protect it, and we conservatives had alternate channels to get our ideas across. Not so with the Googles. Or the Facebooks. And the Twitters. Those antics are not necessarily protected by the First Amendment. Their internet monopolies choke out alternative channels, and unlike the line crossers of the past, they possess enormous amounts of personal information that can be used to manipulate, intimidate, and punish political opponents. You know, me and you. Worse, their leaders are evangelists of the cultural Marxism. So these companies don't even have the fig leaf of the objectivity that the mainstream media has, or, you know, used to have, to try to constrain them. Yet they still expect the same laissez-faire treatment as any other business, even as they try to gut us politically. They discriminate against conservatives. They actively assist leftist partisans. And they aggressively silence conservative voices with their apps, or within their app. They imagine they can adopt new rules for themselves while keeping in place the old rules that prevent us from defending ourselves because of, I don't know, free enterprise or something? Nah. What they do not get is that principles are part of systems. Principles do not stand alone. They are nested within a system, and together they make it function smoothly. Our system is not some cultural cafeteria where you load up your plate with the principles you like and hard pass on the principles you don't. If you decide you don't want to play your part in the system, you shouldn't be shocked when the other participants make the same decision. Free enterprise means enterprise generally free of government control. And it's stunning that the Silicon Valley people that we hear are so smart don't foresee that when their enterprise morphs into a partisan political campaign, people on the other side of the spectrum are going to leverage their own political power in response. Now, there sometimes is a moment when a system is unstable because one participant has changed the rules. But the other side hasn't yet reacted, like the period after feminism demanded total female social equality with men. But men still generally picked up the check. That imbalance cannot persist forever. It can't. Eventually, the people on the other side feel like suckers, so they stop playing by the old rules. And that's when the new rules arise. And that's why conservatives now need to savagely regulate companies like Google and Facebook and Twitter. We need to use our political power in Congress and red state legislators to incentivize Silicon Valley to return to a system when its companies embrace political and cultural neutrality or suffer crippling consequences. And I know that free enterprise, or I know that heavily regulating private businesses is not free enterprise. And you know what? I don't care about that. Because free enterprise is a bargain, and they didn't keep their part of it. So there's no moral obligation for us to be played for saps and forego using our political power to protect our interests in the face of them using theirs to disembowel us. The whole Constitution thing is not a suicide pact. I like the old rules better. The free enterprise system confers huge benefits, but it has left the building, and the left has chosen to take those benefits and to nuke them. So what are we talking about? No matter what anybody says, size doesn't matter, and Silicon Valley's giants are just too darn big. So it's time to chop them up like mother, you know, old Ma Bell. Let's apply the antitrust laws that were made for taming just these types of octopod monopolies. Google and Facebook's tentacles have slithered into every corner of the web and strangled the competition. There was a word for that back in the day. What was that word? Oh, monopoly. The left used to like breaking up monopolies until its leftist allies started controlling them, but the leftists don't control the executive branch. And since Attorney General Sessions isn't busy investigating the Democrats, maybe he can get his army of lawyers busy breaking up these enormous, bloated, anti-competitive conglomerates. So, remember, no corporation should be too big to fail or nail. Google previewed a future of conformity and fascism when they fired that engineer for talking about things that made the social justice warriors sad. And it's not hard to imagine they'll soon try to silence the rest of us. One way is by weaponizing the information they maintain on all of us. From our search histories and purchases and even email that they were used to intimidate. Gee, Mr. Conservative, it should be a pity if the world found out about your browser history involving, you know, this and that. So we need legislation at both the federal and individual red state level that will impose staggering, gut-wrenching monetary penalties for not only the active misuse of this information, but or even the mere failure to safeguard it. Any failure to safeguard it. And if it gets out, Google gets slammed hard. Call it the Citizens Data Protection Act. Who would oppose that? And impose huge civil and even criminal penalties for any disclosure of private information about a private citizen. Let's go with that. Let's go with all of that. I know it's not exactly old school conservatism. Well, we're not in old school America anymore. I like the old system, but the tech twerps decided to change it. Okay, fine. That's too bad. But you thought when you changed that we wouldn't change either. You're going to find out we're really adaptable. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. It is not a shock to me that somebody has been killed in violence. I'm sorry that it happened at all. I'm sorry it happened in Charlottesville. But I've been predicting this for a bit. And the leftist media is doing their very little best to blame it on Trump. But they should look in the mirror. To begin with, the leftists are almost entirely responsible for growing the alt-right merger of hate groups and internet trolls. That's the alt-right. Most people are well aware of the stifling political correctness that reached an apex under Barack Obama. People are sick and tired of being attacked and scolded by the humorous left-wing thought police every time they stray from the latest liberal doctrine. That created a large group of people who enjoy tweaking social justice warriors, and some of them realized the easiest way to do that was with racial slurs. So every time some doofus leaves a noose on a college campus or says the N-word, that's treated like a national crisis. If you're an anonymous troll who enjoys getting people to react to everything you say, that's a feature, not a bug. All you have to do is say something racially offensive, and all these people who studiously try to ignore you, well, they're going to go out of their minds. And that racial element gave the Nazis and the white supremacists and the KKK mouth breathers a way to connect with the more socially adept trolls making the Pepe the Frog theme memes. And of course, the media leftists fueled them as well with their hypocrisy. They painted every white supporter of Donald Trump or the Republican Party as a racist, even as they ignored and defended the vicious anti-white rhetoric that has become commonplace on the left. So just to give you a quick example of that, there was a hashtag that trended on Twitter after the attack called hashtag This Is Not Us. It started out as a way for white leftists to virtue signal, but it quickly turned into an all too typical attack on white people, America, and Trump voters. Here are some of the most popular comments from the hashtag. Hashtag This Is Not Us, then who is it? 63% of white men and 53% of white women voted for KKK endorsed Trump. The majority of every other ethnicity didn't. Or if you are white and you're trying to say hashtag this is not us, you are part of the problem. Or if you're earnestly tweeting hashtag this is not us, know that you might as well have been one of the white supremacists walking with tiki torches. Or every white person that tweets hashtag this is not us is being complicit in not addressing the rampant racism and bigotry that is in their community. Hashtag this is not us, easy to say so. Unfortunately, you can't have the black, brown, Asian, Jewish, Muslim, or LGBTQ experience to know hashtag this is you. Or Gaga, prime example of a white woman using hashtag this is not us, like this country wasn't built on slavery and racism. This has always been America with a K. Or hashtag this is not us is how white people try to absolve themselves from their complicity in white supremacy. It very much is you. Your inaction fuels it. The biggest talking point white supremacists have are comments like these. If that were to be true, if the mainstream media actually treated these comments with the same sort of contempt it has for the alt-right. No, that's not happening. Let me tell you what I think about this, okay? I didn't have a whole lot to do with what I was born into. I did have everything to do with the way I've acted in my life. Now, one of the reasons I don't use Twitter is I don't use hashtags. I use them on Instagram, and most of the time I take a picture of a hat or a gun or a gun and a hat or a camera or something. It's just something to promote what I do. It has nothing to do with me. So I don't use the. I'm not part of the hashtag community, I guess. I look at these people that are saying this stuff, and I really wish you would get off the computer and say it out loud. In front of some of us that listened to a lot of different people over the course of our time. You're not giving us any credit. That's fine. I get it. But you sure are getting... It's getting tiring. Listen, if there is racism in the United States, we need to find it and stamp it out. These really good fake looks that we're getting, though, this is nothing. This has nothing to do with us. White supremacists are nothing on the right. David Duke is a joke. Richard Spencer? Here's a story about Richard Spencer. He was at CPAC, and there was an enormous gaggle of media surrounding someone that nobody recognized, who didn't seem to be drawing a crowd of regular attendees. And it turned out the massive group of media people weren't following a big name. They were following Richard Spencer, who was later kicked out of the conference, presumably because the organizers never wanted him there in the first place. And yet, Spencer, like David Duke before him, they're treated like some kind of rock star by the media liberals, even though he's a nobody in the conservative movement. Why? Well, because they don't care about conservative opinion. They don't care about conservative views. They care about creating propaganda that paints the right as a bunch of hood-wearing, Nazi-saluting scumbags. So they treat Richard Spencer like a rock star. And this gives him a sort of a Kim Kardashian effect. 95% of any influence Spencer has comes from the fact that anything he does is a big deal to the media. Why were Spencer and Duke able to gather even 500 tiki torch waving idiots in Charlottesville? Because the media covered everything they did with bated breath, and it gave them a chance to feel important, to feel like they were making an impact. White supremacists are beginning to believe their own press because they keep hearing it from the media. And, you know, if you fight with Spencer on Twitter, they'll claim that they were an essential part of Trump getting elected. And, you know, the hardcore racists out there are pariahs everywhere except in the mainstream media, where their treat is incredibly important. But the same mainstream media that has elevated the alt-right has become silent as violence has been increasing. And it's becoming a mainstay at the leftist protests, including the counter-protest of that event. That's what it was. It was two out-of-town elements getting together to have a fight. And they did. And at a leftist protest, if there's a few shops that get looted and people getting hurt, they don't stop. They're still peaceful. But protesters were chanting, "From the Midwest to the South, punch a Nazi in the mouth." And a female reporter was punched by one of those counter-protesters. And the organizer of the rally was hit and other people were attacked. That's not peaceful. So the Nazi and the KKK members, you guys are horrible. And you violent leftist counter-protesters, you guys are also horrible. And James Alex Fields, I wish I'd been out there with Glockzilla. Because I would have stopped you, son. I would have stopped you. I don't care what kind of political bent you're running the car down on, that ain't going to happen. I will condemn the next person on the left or right who kills anybody over politics. You bunch of sheep. You better let the men handle that part of it. If that's what it comes to, and you don't want no part of it. But let's get out of that business right now. This is Lock and Load. Of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At 30dayfood.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At 30dayfood.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free, but that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. 30dayfood.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings along to you. Go to 30dayfood.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's 30dayfood.com at 800-700-2184.
Live tonight.
This is Lock and Load. Now I bring to you some evidence of true insanity. Gun control organizations every time for gun safety and the moms demand attention, or basically Bloomberg stuff, pointed to Virginia's open carry laws as a core issue at the events that unfolded in Charlottesville, Virginia, Saturday, despite no gunshots being fired. Where does this statement come from? Which fools? They said every town that the complications of such policies are on display today in Charlottesville as white supremacists openly carry loaded guns. Not only does this make the job of law enforcement more difficult by blurring the lines of lawful gun owners and those intent on doing harm, but it also drives intimidation and fear. And they went on to compare events that happened in Charlottesville, which involved no gunfire, to the racially motivated mass shooting at Emmanuel AME Church in Charleston, South Carolina in 2015, which, you know, of course, that's what they say it was. Dylan Roof was looking for a place to shoot people. And he started out in Columbia, South Carolina, at a mall. But they ran him off. That is every town. They said previous racially motivated shootings like the mass shooting at Emmanuel AME Church in Charleston shows that this is not merely hypothetical. Of course, we don't have any open carry policies here in South Carolina. As hate crimes also appear to be on the rise, it remains far too easy for hateful people, even those convicted of certain hate crimes, to obtain guns. Under federal law, many hate crime convictions do not currently make someone ineligible for gun ownership. They added, with public attention on what is happening in Charlottesville, it's important to understand the troubling reality of open carry and what happens when guns fall into hate-filled hands. Background information is below, as well as media availability for organization leaders and gun violence survivors. Okay. Three people were killed and 35 injured in relation to the Charlottesville demonstrations that focused on the town's planned removal of a Robert E. Lee statue. I want to know when they're going to start digging up all the guys in Arlington, because that was Robert E. Lee's farm. When are you going to do that? One woman was killed and at least 19 injured when Alex Fields plowed his car through a group of protesters. He was taken into custody and charged with criminal homicide, as he should have been. Marine Jason. Maybe you could just tell me your last name, Marine Jason. Okay? Two Virginia State Troopers were in a helicopter who were reportedly surveilling events on the ground. They were later killed when the chopper crashed into the city. So, Saturday night, U.S. officials for the Western District of Virginia and the Richmond Field Office of the FBI declared that they had opened a civil rights investigation into situations surrounding the deadly car attack. In a statement, Attorney General Jeff Sessions said U.S. Attorney Rick Mountcastle launched an investigation and will have the full support of the Justice Department. The violence and death in Charlottesville strike me at the heart of American law and justice. And they strike at the heart of American, you know. When such actions arise from racial bigotry and hatred, they betray our core values and cannot be tolerated. Another really important question about Charlottesville is, why did they hold back the cops? Because what you had, you know, Charlottesville is a college town, and it was a trolls alt-right rally, and the left-wing counter-protesters bust in along with them, and they beat each other with blunt objects for most of the morning. And the violence eventually led to deadly proportions when one of the alt-right rally-goers plowed into a crowd. And that violence that was on display shocked the nation. And politicians all over the spectrum were very strong to condemn it. Of course, that's what they do. Foremost was Democratic Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe and the Democratic Charlottesville Mayor Mike Signer. McAuliffe issued a strong denunciation of the alt-right and the rally violence on Saturday, telling the white nationalists there was no place for you in America. Signer sought to place the blame for the alt-right rally on Trump, declaring that the supposed empowerment of racism goes right to the doorstep of the president and the people around him who chose to dance with the devil in their presidential campaign. Both of them, of course, got a lot of praise. But a few reporters are asking them about their responsibility in letting Charlottesville turn into a battlefield between political extremists, because law enforcement was on hand at the dueling demonstrations on Saturday, decked out in riot gear and looking prepared for the worst, but they weren't allowed to do their job. They were reported, or it was reported, that they had been ordered to not intervene until given command to do so. So that kept them from suppressing the numerous scuffles that broke out. And when police are ordered to disperse the alt-right rally, that act directed the white nationalists into the Antifa. They were basically herded into them, leading to further street brawls, and the police didn't seem to try to get in between the two groups to suppress the fights. According to ProPublica, state police and National Guardsmen stood aside and watched as the violence grew worse. And this appears to be a direct result of what appears to be a stand-down order from the higher-ups. And when it was mostly dispersed, police still seemed a missing presence in the city because the leftists kept demonstrating, some armed with aluminum bats and other weapons. And that is the scene where the white nationalist drove his car through the pedestrians, with police seemingly far away from the action. And that absence allowed for a female reporter who was an eyewitness to the intentional crash to be allegedly punched in the face by the Antifa. The reason, you know, she was in the press. That attack has not netted much attention. The chaos seems like it could have been contained and fewer people hurt if they were more active in their push. Both sides have been critical of that. Brittany Kane Connolly, a minister in training who protected the alt-right or protested the alt-right rally, said There was no police presence. We were watching people punch each other. People were bleeding all the while police were inside a barricade at the park watching. It was essentially just brawling on the street and community members trying to protect each other. McAuliffe was asked about the criticism of law enforcement's inaction Sunday, to which the carpetbagger offered an odd response. He blamed the presence of armed militia for why police didn't do more. He said they had better equipment than our state police had. According to ProPublica, the militia members seem to be the only ones breaking up fights and trying to keep the peace. And it would probably have been more effective in suppressing the violence if the men and women paid to keep the peace for a living were out in the mix, too. And this kind of street rattle has grown more common since the president's inauguration. And they have gotten out of hand when police are ordered to stand down. Prior to Charlottesville, Berkeley was the locale synonymous with political violence. Before that, it was Ferguson. So in the two events most associated with the California college town, the police were nowhere. They call that the Battle of Berkeley. That was back in April. The Battle of Berkeley. So the violence is not going to dissipate. The Antifa are, they want to fight. They want to fight. Governor Carpetbagger and the mayor should be taken to task for the police inaction. Getting out and blaming the militiaman. This time, that's not going to cut it for an excuse, boys. You're going to have to, come up with a different line, okay? Okay. I just don't mind McAuliffe. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
You know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. There's a recent opinion piece in the Santa Fe, New Mexican called Shooting Straight Matters in New Mexico, that attacks legislation in Congress that would give law-abiding gun owners greater freedom to travel state to state with their firearms for personal protection. The basic premise of the opinion was that only those who passed New Mexico's concealed carry training are safe to carry concealed there. Now, if that was actually true, then the states with the less onerous training than New Mexico would obviously have a higher rate of problems with their permit holders, wouldn't they? I mean, wouldn't we be shooting ourselves in the elbow all the time and accidentally shooting and killing, you know, the waitress or something? There's no evidence of that. In fact, the Crime Prevention Research Center shows that concealed carry licensees commit misdemeanors or felonies at a rate one-tenth of that of law enforcement and commit firearms violations at a rate only one-seventh that of law enforcement. We all have to pass a federal background check in order to carry a firearm. So that means that these are law-abiding people. There are some states, without a doubt, you know, that require safety and law training as well as demonstration of marksmanship. There's no evidence that this training makes citizens in those states any safer. 50 rounds does not a pistolero make, New Mexican peoples. The opponents of national reciprocity, they simplistically lump together law-abiding permit holders who carry a gun for self-protection with criminals who illegally carry a gun. So just as anyone who drives a car is not a road rager or a car thief, so also there are good and bad gun carriers. I want to know who told some of these people that concealed carry licensees will suddenly start committing crimes at a higher rate out of state than they do in their own state. Spock would call this illogical. Criminals do not go through the application and the training and the fee process to get a license. Those who do are the literal definition of law-abiding. Law-abiding citizens do not become violent criminals when they cross the state line. So, could we stop making interstate travel a crime for some of these people, for me, for you? Self-defense is the most basic of human rights, even more important than the right of free speech. As free men and women, we have a right and responsibility to defend ourselves. The government is not going to be able to be there. Law enforcement will show up after People are getting firearms and concealed carry permits because our criminal justice system nationwide does not take violent criminals off of our streets. Instead, these thugs plea bargain, get suspended or light sentences and early releases. And we've had 8 years of a porous national border that has allowed many violent gang members to enter our country, leading to senseless murders and other crimes associated with drug trafficking and addiction. The real problem is that non-free states that do not allow their subjects to defend themselves, like New Jersey, will not allow free men and women from other states the basic human right of self-defense. The irrational opposition to national reciprocity is based on ignorance and irrational fears, such as simply being afraid of guns or a desire by the elites to disarm the citizenry. Concealed carry for some is preferable over open carry because it keeps the criminal element unsure of who is carrying and so acts to protect all citizens whether carrying or not. And in New Mexico, the licensed applicants for these gun permits are regular people. Many are older who feel vulnerable and see the need to learn how to defend themselves. They're not criminals in training. And they should not be prohibited from exercising their right of self-defense in any other state. Now then, have I got time for this? I don't think I do have time for this. I don't think I do have time for that. We'll open that up. Let's talk. I didn't really talk about the range trip the other day. Not this past Sunday, but the Sunday before this. And I didn't get to talk about the Agency Arms Glock 19, which I'll call it a Glock, even though it's not a Glock anymore, and the DTWS Tier AR-15. The Agency Arms animal continues to evolve. It continues to be refined. The production process continues to stagger me. I have owned another, it was actually a field gun, an FG-19, and that gun was epic. And then I got this latest one, the Urban 19, and oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Now, you know, I'm in this irrational place right now where I just don't like Glock. And I say that with sort of tongue-in-cheek. A lot of people are giving me a lot of stuff over that because Glocks are just so good. Let me tell you, okay? In the polymer striker-fired guns that are coming out of the box today, okay, the best one out there, in my opinion, is the H&K VP9. The problem I have with that one is that H&K hates us as much as Gaston Glock looks at us with contempt. But Gaston Glock is just a miserable guy. He's a miserable human being. And at some point, you know, with guns that are out there now that are at least as good, I moved away from Glock. But Agency Arms guns, that is a whole other thing now, buddy. That is a whole other thing. They take a Glock, and they make the Glock what it should be. They actually get the perfection part right. Glock coming out of the box, not perfect. Agency Arms turning it into an urban field gun, a hybrid, oh my. And I don't call them Glocks anymore. I'm just telling you that so you'll know what I'm talking about. The DTWS Tier AR-15, that gun has the best trigger of any AR-15 I have ever used. And I have run examples from Warsport. I have run examples from Salient Arms, Primary Weapon Systems, Adams Arms. This gun has the best trigger of any of them ever. Ever. You know, I don't get calls all day long, and then I get calls while I'm in the middle of the show. On top of that, the balance of the gun was just absolutely superb. And that was the first time I'd ever used a Trishcon DRO. And matched with that gun, I mean, Adam Finley knocks it out of the park. And DTWS Arms now has a new website, DTWSArms.com. He's out of town right now. When he gets back, we're going to be doing some stuff with him. We're going to be shooting video. We're going to be doing all kinds of stuff with him because this guy, Adam, has changed my he's changed my dynamic on what I think of an AR-15. Just the way he set this one up. The proprietary components with some of the components he's fixed. Like, they don't have a proprietary quad rail. Okay, they don't have a proprietary buttstock, but he picked the perfect ones for this gun. Now, the range review is up on the Glock, on the Agency Arms Urban 19. And when DTWS, when I get... I had one little mishap, had nothing to do with the rifle. Had everything to do with an accessory on the rifle. And that's all I'm going to say about it. As soon as I get that resolved, we're going to take it back out and we're going to try it again. And this time we won't have any of this stuff because the rifle, it runs like a Swiss clock. Nothing but goodness. And that's what I like. Finding a diamond in the rough. JT loved the trigger, too. When JT likes something, well, you've gotten somewhere, Adam, when JT likes it. There's only one piece of it that he didn't like, and we'll talk about that in the video, but that's that's neither here nor there. We're coming up on the second hour. When we get back, we're going to lead off with why the left hates women and black Americans. This is Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the dog.
I'll get the kid.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.